was watching some Inside the Police Department show on Discovery Channel. Had to be 10 years ago. And it showed police wearing hockey masks with devil horns. And they said that was for intimidation. I mean, now they're going to run around in devil outfits? That's what the bad guys always do. I'm looking at the Midland County Sheriff's armored vehicle, treaded armored vehicle. And I remember seeing this on the news and wondering what it was. I didn't put two and two together. But it is. It's kills. They've got how many U.S. citizens they've murdered. And I know a lot of these SWAT teams are just guys who like to kill people. And I've seen famous video. I saw it here in Austin after they killed a guy. They were doing high fives. And, man, we're just gone, folks. We're gone, 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 gone. Aaron Zellman, what do you think about them having how many U.S. citizens they've killed on the side of their armored vehicle, their tank?
Well, at first I've heard of it, but obviously it's shocking. But at the same time, it's a sign of the times. We're confronted by police who see us as the enemy. And I think that, I don't know what it's going to take to get to the majority of the American people to say no more. You know, we're not going to finance this.
Have you seen any of the hundreds?
You guys are fired.
Yeah,
you know?
I agree. Have you seen any of the hundreds of videos where it shows U.S. military killing dogs, throwing people over things, shooting random cars up in Baghdad and laughing?
I've seen some of them, yes, yes.
I mean, what is there? I mean, that is insane.
Well, maybe it's because we're putting felons into uniforms. Maybe it's because we're putting people into uniforms who enjoy violence and mayhem, and we want to train them so we can bring them back here to give them a job. Maybe Blackwater wants to hire them.
Well, God bless you, Aaron Zellman. I want to get you up more often than once a year. I'd like to get you up for a couple hours to take calls the next few weeks. Give out that number again.
Our office number is 262-673-9745, and the website, jpfo.org, where you can learn more about the Battle of Athens. You can learn more about the collusion between the NRA and the ATF.
And everybody, and regardless of Jew or Gentile, can join. Aaron, thanks for coming on with us.
Thank you very much, Alex.
Take care. I hope we're talking again in a few months. Take care. Let's go ahead. Thank you, Aaron. Let's go ahead and bring up Gary in Colorado, who we put the photo up on the video feed. He's watching. I've since then gone and looked on another computer that is on all the photos, and it is. They have their kills on the side of the tank. And I remember seeing those from World War II and Korea and Vietnam and Iraq. Now they put kills on the tanks. Again, the military kills enemies. We have a militarized police. We're the enemy. We die. Gary, tell us about this as a tanker.
Oh, hi, Alex. How are you?
Good.
Yeah, I give you a little background. I was a U.S. Army tank crewman. I drove those vehicles, M113s and M60 main battle tanks for the United States Army in the early 1980s. And it was a common practice, and has been for a very long time, to kind of brag about your combat victories by painting a kill mark on the side of your tank every time you scored a hit or a kill. I found that image, by the way, credits back to Google Images, but that image was released right after the raid took place at the church. It hit all the media outlets. But when I finally got
Good
a chance
God.
To look very closely at that armored vehicle, I was kind of shocked that police agencies are now painting kill marks on the side of their of their tracked vehicles.
Good God, it's over. They're just... Man.
Yeah, it was pretty bizarre. It's actually pretty bizarre. Actually, looking at the way those individuals went in armed to raid a church full of women and children, I'm kind of speechless. I mean,
Well, for those that don't know, we're going to hold you over during the break and get Chuck Baldwin on after in the main show. I've got the image up. I've got the pointer on the web pointing right where they are. People can go find this for themselves. Bob, who's in there running the show, what was your search to pull this up? Armored vehicle what? I want to give people the right search to find this. They can find a bunch of photos that have the kills on it. What is it? Okay, Gary sent this to us. Gary, what was the search you did to pull this?
Oh, I just went into Google Images and put in Texas Church Raid.
Yeah, Texas Images. Church Raid, and it'll come up. And I just did Sheriff SWAT Vehicle, and it came up. Stay there. We're going to talk during this break.
It is a big idea, a new world order. In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, during the breaks I went and checked, and it's accurate, and I blew it up here for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers that are watching us live right now. The large armored treaded APC, the USM113 APC that the black ski mask police drove to go into the polygamous compound to violate their due process rights, regardless of what you think of the group. It has 2 kills on it. And we got an army tanker, he was in there in the 80s in Germany, calling in to say, yeah, that's the kills. And I know our troops in Iraq put kills on, and that's how they look. They'll show a vehicle, they'll show an armored vehicle, they'll show people. And this has got 2 kills on one side of it, and you can look up other photos, it's there. We've got it blown up for people. In fact, I'll even blow it up even more for folks here. I mean, this is just absolutely amazing. We're about to go to Chuck Baldwin. He's the presidential candidate for the Constitution Party and a great guy. I've interviewed him many times. He's, of course, on a radio show right here on this network and others. We a great guy. We wish Ron Paul was running. But, hey, when he went in there after the convention, which he said yesterday he wasn't going to be, you heard him, that we need to support Chuck Baldwin. We're about to go to him, but anything else you want to add, Gary?
Well, Alex, I just find it really extremely disturbing. I mean, I don't have any delusions about what this government has turned into and what the police agency's role in this are going to be. I'm completely realistic about what's happening. But I do find it disturbing to the degree that these people are up-arming. They're up-arming far beyond anything that would be within the description of domestic police activity. You don't need tanks and assault rifles and body armor and Kevlar helmets and 50 caliber sniper rifles. And, you know, I mean, you don't need that for normal police duty.
No,
you need that if you're preparing for war. Plain and simple, that's warfare equipment. That is implements of war. That's stuff that I, as an individual, would need a Class 3 license to own most of that gear.
And right there are citizens they've murdered, citizens they've killed. They're proud of killing the enemy, and there they are displaying it for everybody to see. God help us, ladies and gentlemen. God help us is all I can say. Well, thank you for the info, Gary. Thanks for calling in.
No problem, Alex.
You bet. Let's go ahead now and go to Chuck Baldwin. Chuck, thank you for coming on with us.
You're mighty welcome, Alex. Good to talk with you.
What do you think of the story you just heard?
Well, I was just catching the last few minutes of your conversation while I was waiting to come on, and that is disturbing. One of the things that I have written on, as you have spoken on so eloquently through your program over the years, is the militarization of our local law enforcement. And I find that very disturbing. And if God smiles on our campaign and allows me to take the oath of office for President of these United States of America, that's one thing that my administration will put a serious curtailment upon. We believe that the Constitution of the United States does not provide for law enforcement to be conducted by the federal government on the most part. It's a local and state matter. We would certainly frown on the militarization of local and state police. We would encourage proper law enforcement at every level, and we would certainly not approve of things that happened back in Waco, Texas. I was kind of thinking of that as I was listening to your conversation and how those folks at Waco were killed by that attack by FBI and ATF agents and so forth. And that would never happen under my administration.
Well, they ran the American flag up over the place they'd burned down, and they posed with human skulls. This was, I guess, their coming of manhood, and they're not going to go over and fight insurgents in Iraq. I guess a lot of them aren't coming back from that. I guess they're going to fight us.
Well, that's the impression that people are getting, and I can understand the sentiment of the caller a minute ago that you were speaking with and his concern. You know, one of the things that I think is very discouraging to the American people, and I share it, is the distrust that is developing between especially the federal government and its citizens. You know, that's one of the things that is very important to the security and the safety of our country. There must be a high degree of trust between the people and its government. And whenever we find a situation where that there is that trust not in evidence, that does not portend good things for our country internally or abroad. And one of the things that I would seek to do would to have an administration that would be honest and transparent so that the American people could once again trust it.
Well, again, I can't think of a finer person to be president, and regardless, you're going to inject real issues into the debate going across the country. You need people's support. We'll give out the campaign website and other contact info before you leave us. We want you to be able to check in with us as often as you can, sir, at least every few weeks to let us know how things are going.
I'd love to do that.
Oh, well, thank you, Mr. Baldwin. Again, Chuck Baldwin running for president on the Constitution Party, got that nomination. He's there now. When police start wearing black ski masks, we always knew what it was for, but now documents have come out, and the police chief in Boston, one of the suburbs, said that they wear the mask, A, to protect their identity, and B, to intimidate us. I mean, well, since when does the government want to scare us and quote, hide who they are? I mean, is that land of the free, home of the brave, sir?
All right. No, that's not our tradition. That's not our heritage whatsoever. I think we have to recognize that over the years we have developed in this country a propensity to militarize our law enforcement. I think we've also had a propensity to globalize our institutions of government. Instead of looking out for the best interests of the United States, we seem to be concerned about international interest and global interest. And right down there where you are in Texas, I mean, you got this immigration situation that is absolutely disgraceful. Why in the world are we sending troops, including National Guard troops, to Iraq to guard the borders of that country while we leave the borders of the United States wide open. That just makes no sense whatsoever. You got the NAFTA superhighway coming up from Mexico into your state and going up into the middle of our country and all the way up to Canada eventually. You have the complete breakdown of law and order along the border. I mean, you talk about the potential of criminal activity, MS-13 coming across the border. We've got gun violence and even paramilitary and military violence right along the border with Mexico, with gang activity.
What we have is mass deaths, police being killed, but they won't send armored vehicles down there. Our troops are told to turn back and run. Our troops can't have ammo, but they can have ammo against us, the American people. All they're building defense for is to keep us from getting out. They admit that. The illegals are going to be allowed in under the SPP plan. What would you do if you were president, Chuck Baldwin, immediately? Because this is something you could do because Congress hasn't been allowed to see SPP, be involved in it. It's all being done executively, so you could dismantle it from the executive.
Absolutely. And the day that I'm sworn in as president, the SPP is dead. The North American Union is dead. The NAFTA superhighway is dead. The NAFTA agreement is dead. The CAFTA agreement is dead. FTAA is dead. All of those issues are dead on arrival the day that I take the White House. We would put our National Guard troops on the border. We don't have to have a fence. I mean, I'm not opposed to the fence to secure the border, but I'm saying that we don't have to have a fence to secure the border.
Well, what's happening with the fences? I'm sorry, but you're right. They're building maybe 100 miles. They built like 55 miles of it. It's designed for, quote, animals to go under it, so it's got 4-foot holes in it. It's a complete joke. What we need is to prosecute employers, and that'll shut it down real fast.
Absolutely. That's the second plank of my platform in that regard. The first is to use our Border Patrol and our National Guard and any other force that we need to secure the border. I mean, we're going to shut it down. We're going to close the border. And then the second thing we're going to do is we're going to dry up the money supply. And the way you do that is just by what you said. We're on the same page. I would aggressively prosecute any employer who hires illegal aliens. I mean, they don't pass go. They don't collect $200. They go straight to jail. When you shut down the food supply, the illegal aliens are going to go home. It's plainly that simple.
Exactly. Forget fences. That's only to keep us in. At the big crossing areas, I say build them for security. But the key is go after the employers.
Absolutely. And being willing to use whatever force is necessary on the border to keep people out.
Oh, listen, that's what our military is for, as you know, is that when Mexican troops come across 3 miles and kidnap the sheriffs and drag a truck full of cocaine back across, immediately an airstrike's called in and those troops are all killed. And we've already had 2 wars with Mexico and like 20 skirmishes. They want to attack us again. I say we go all the way to Mexico City. I am tired of this country that hates our guts attacking us.
Well, and then we have the Republican nominee, John McCain, who is going to be speaking to La Raza, which is an organization that is funded by people that actually believe that Mexico is going to retake the southwestern United States for itself. I mean, these are people that are that see a potential war situation developing. They actually want to reclaim the southwestern U.S. for Mexico.
And no blacks and whites. No blacks and whites in their own charter. Their motto, of course, you know this.
Absolutely.
For our race, everything, those outside the race, nothing. Why doesn't he go talk to the Ku Klux Klan? I mean, they're just as distasteful, but they don't have 30 million members.
Well, it's plainly pandering to a Hispanic element for votes. But the point is, does John McCain not realize the kind of people that are behind La Raza? Does he not understand their agenda? I'm of the belief that he does understand, and yet he's still willing to do this. And I think what this demonstrates is this international. I mean, he was just on I just heard him on CNN News a few hours ago, John McCain, and he was talking about how that the people of Latin America and the United States have a common destiny. That was his quote, a common destiny. Now, where did he get that from? Now, that's not from the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence. That's not from any of our founding documents or sentiments of the founding fathers. What is this common destiny stuff? The United States of America is a free, independent, and sovereign state. But people like John McCain want to merge us into a globalistic empire.
Chuck Baldwin, stay with us. We'll give out campaign websites, contact points, phone numbers for folks that want to volunteer and get involved. Bottom line, whether you've got a snowball chance in hell of winning or not, you've got a chance of really injecting real issues and having a big effect. And I think you can get a lot of votes if people get behind you. I know Ron Paul would have. Chuck Baldwin,
the big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Police Department!
We're already under a scientific dictatorship. Martial law is coming, but it's not going to arrive overnight. It's going to be incremental. This country is already teetering on the edge. Any incident, small or large, could trigger a total takeover. Anything could be the final push. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com and download the ebook full of information that will prepare you for life under total military control. Know how to survive in the conditions that may soon be here on American soil. Learn how to act around controlling troops and how to use their own psychology against them through social engineering. When martial law is officially announced, checkpoints will be enforced, gun confiscations will occur for registered gun owners, and cities will be on lockdown. You will be dealing with a force that has been in training for years preparing for this takeover. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com. When ordering this ebook, you also receive weekly updates. Visit SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 866-644-1933. That's 866-644-1933.
Police Department, go home!
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
497-0274. Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
We had Governor Jesse Ventura on for 50 minutes. Huge breaking news on the senatorial run, on 9/11 being an inside job, and a lot more. When this radio show ends in about 40 minutes, 35 minutes, Ventura was on immediately when the broadcast started. It's not posted anywhere yet. If you want the audio, it'll be restreamed at InfoWars.com right when the show ends. Talking to Chuck Baldwin, running for president right now on the Constitution Party ticket. Glad he got the nomination, one of their best candidates in a long time. They tried to put in Alan Keyes, who is a former U.N. ambassador, globalist, fake conservative. I know you like Alan. He seems like a nice guy, wolf in sheep's clothing. I know you don't want to say anything mean, Mr. Baldwin, but I'm glad that you got it.
Well, thank you very much. And I was really a little surprised and even shocked might be the word at the margin of victory. Alan really lobbied hard for the nomination. He brought in his staff at the convention there in Kansas City. They were buttonholing delegates throughout the week and taking them up to the room and talking with them and lobbying them, of course, for their votes, et cetera. And really a lot of work was done by them. And Alan is a very articulate, intelligent, educated man. He's a great personality.
But he's a neocon.
What I'm saying is that he brought his message to the convention. And I think in the end, while I and so many others appreciate his stand on abortion and things of that nature, it was his issues regarding foreign policy, et cetera, some of the issues that you talk about all the time on your program, things that I write about in my columns, and the Constitution Party just could not accept it. And when the vote was made, it was 74% for Chuck Baldwin and 24% for Alan Keyes. So really, I won on the strength of the message. It wasn't personality. Yeah, it was the message.
I think that's a signal that all this fake conservative stuff's over. We're done. Well, I mean, can you believe McCain, an open border, pro-abortion, gun control, pro-war, New World Order piece of trash, and that's who the Republican nominee is?
I wrote in a column just a couple of days ago, with Obama, Hillary, and McCain, what we have is three peas in a pod, because really when you look at their policies and their positions, there's very little difference between them.
No.
And I think that many of the Christians and many of the conservatives this year are looking for an alternative. I really see
that. Oh, yeah, you're running in the strongest year I've ever thought of for a Constitution Party, for a true conservative party. And I know you got Howard Phelps behind you with his big coalition. I want to get him on soon. Fire out your website for folks that want to get involved.
Thank you very much, Alan, for letting me do that. It's Baldwin2008.com. That's Baldwin2008.com. And we just had, just to let your audience know, we've had two retired brigadier generals that have officially endorsed our campaign. Brigadier General Charles Jones and Brigadier General Ben Parton have come out and publicly supported our campaign. They realize what's going on in this country that affects our military, and they are very proud and happy to support us. And we're excited about that. And I think that more of the military people, as they listen to us, as they hear us, they're going to like the message. They're going to, because it's the message of truth. It's the message of the founding fathers. It's the message of freedom, of independence.
Well, that's now known as the message of Al-Qaeda. I mean, I'm sure you've seen all the training manuals and news articles where they arrest you. You have an anti-UN sticker, or the police are being trained that the founding fathers are bad. I mean, how did we ever get this far?
Well, it's been about a half-century process. It started back in the late 50s, early 60s, as you know, and it's been increasingly intensifying since then. I think they've set a goal. They, the globalists, the New World Order types, have set a goal to have all this come to fruition by 2010 and then later 2015 to bring it all together, 2010 for the Northern Hemisphere and then 2015 for the world. They want to bring America into this North American Union, very similar to the European Union, complete with an Amero. And Jerry Corsi, who supports us, has done yeoman's work of research on this particular regard, and he's a great guy. And they want to bring that in by 2010. And if any of these three candidates, McCain or the two Democrats, get in office, it's going to be a reality. They're going to push it through. If I get in, we're going to stop it.
Pastor Baldwin, stay there. I want to come back and give you just 5 more minutes on the side. I know you're busy. To give us your basic platform without me interrupting. Then I've got a bunch of news I'm going to blitz through, ladies and gentlemen, that I haven't even gotten to with all these huge guests today. Ron Paul yesterday, Jesse Ventura today, Chuck Baldwin today. And it only gets better throughout this week and next week. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs. Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
According to the EPA, our indoor air is many times more polluted than outdoor air. One child in 10 suffers from asthma. How can we improve the air we breathe? The answer is clear. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps naturally improve indoor air quality without adding toxic ozone. Lighted Himalayan crystal salt lamps neutralize allergens and irritants in the air, including dander, pollen, mold, and fungi, and are effective in reducing symptoms of asthma, allergies, headaches, and airborne vapors from paint, furniture, and carpeting. Ionic Salts provides premium quality lamps, handcrafted from salt, which has been in solid form for 250 million years. It is indeed a pristine piece of our planet, containing no man-made chemicals or pollutants. Ionic Salts is your place to find peace and pleasure, ambiance with benefits. Visit ionicsalts.com to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps, along with many other great purely natural products. That's ionicsalts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty. Breathe the difference.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are T-minus 27 minutes to the rebroadcast of the groundbreaking 50-minute interview. A new interview, not the one that made the AP and over 100 papers with Jesse Ventura. A month and a half ago, when he said 9/11 was an inside job, he went even further today on the show. And then during the break told me, well, they're coming after me now. 2 years ago, I gave him my films. That woke him up partially. Then he said his son made him watch Loose Change. Woke him up all the way, and he's going public there. Shifting gears back to the Constitution Party presidential nominee. I couldn't think of a better one. And when I heard it was Alan Keyes before, I was cringing. Acts nice, acts friendly. He's right on so many issues, but he's a neocon at heart. And I've just had enough of it. I've had it. And a true conservative, a true freedom fighter, a true American, a great writer, a great researcher, a great pastor, Chuck Baldwin. Chuck, in closing, give people your basic rundown, what you're going to be out there preaching, the message of liberty, what your message is, what your platform is, what you would do.
Thank you, Alex. Well, we would do what we said a moment ago. First thing we would do is close that border. We would end illegal immigration. We would get out of the North American Union, the NAFTA superhighway, get out of NAFTA, CAFTA, the FTE, the FTAA, the so-called free trade deals, their history. The New World Order comes crashing down the day that I take office. We would end foreign aid, no more nation building, empire building, interventionism around the world. My goal would be to get America out of the United Nations entirely and get the United Nations out of America. We would get out of UNESCO. We would get out of NATO. We would do our best to overturn the 16th Amendment and the personal income tax. We would lead the charge to get rid of the Federal Reserve System. We would try to restore the Constitution again to America, limited government, freedom. We would restore the Fourth Amendment. The Patriot Act is abysmal, this incessant spying and eavesdropping on American citizens without warrant in the name of security is atrocious. It stops the day that I take office. We're going to restore constitutional government to America, Alex. We're going to restore freedom to America. We're going to bring our troops home from Iraq. We're not just going to talk about it. We're going to do it. The next time we invade a country, we're going to have a declaration of war before we do it. We're not going to allow our troops to be the personal militia for the United Nations. We're going to protect America, our territory, our people. We're going to fight whenever it's necessary for our country, but we are not going to be tools for the United Nations anymore. We're going to protect what is our interest, not the interests of the United Nations and the global corporate leaders of this world. So we have a vision of freedom. It's the same vision that our founding fathers gave us over 200 years ago. It's the message that we're going to take to the American people. And as I told the Constitution Party in my acceptance speech a few weeks ago, Alex, in Kansas City, the problem is not that the American people have rejected our message. The media would have us believe that. That's not true. The American people have not heard our message. We've not been able to get into the debates. They try to ignore us. They ignored Ron Paul. And by the way, I think you know this, that I was a supporter of Ron Paul's during the primary season. I campaigned for him aggressively in several states. I wrote copiously on his behalf, and I believe in his message. And I know that the media did everything they could to keep him out of the debates and to mistreat him. They do that all the time.
Well, you're right. Here's another point I want to throw in just briefly. I am not going to be supporting Libertarian presidential candidate, CIA officer, pro-drug war, pro-gun control votes. He then acts like he's a good guy on the NRA board, Bob Barr. He is just there to neutralize and make sure that party goes nowhere. And I can say that authoritatively. I wouldn't trust Bob Barr as far as you can throw him. And I've had him on a few times. He knows full well who I am. And I just don't trust him. I trust you. So Ron Paul better put his support behind you once he's out of it after the convention.
I talked to I was with Ron Paul just the last week in Washington. We had a good talk. He's very supportive of our campaign. He and I have been friends for a long time, and I'm glad to call him my friend. Let me tell you something. I really believe that we are at a historic opportunity in our country, Alex. I think the American people are beginning to recognize that the two major parties are marching in the same direction with the same agenda, motivated and funded by the same people. And I believe that many of the American people are looking for an alternative. We need help. We need help in our campaign financially, as you do on your show. Trust that your listeners will support your money bomb and will help you. I'd like to think that some folks would find us worthy and would help us. I have an 800 number that if I could give out.
Yeah, give that out.
We're trying to get on the write-in ballot in Texas as well. And if your supporters down there in the great state of Texas could help us, that would be greatly appreciated. The number that anybody can call that would like to help us is 1-800-2, that's the number 2, 1-800-2-VETO-IRS. That's 1-800-2-VETO-IRS. Also, the Constitution Party website is constitutionparty.com, all one word, constitutionparty.com. My website is baldwin2008.com. It's not quite finished yet. Hopefully, by the end of this week, the webpage in its entirety will be up and so forth. But right now, people can donate online at baldwin2008.com.
Well, we really appreciate you coming on. I want to get you back over the next few weeks to take calls and really flesh some things out. But I'm supporting you, Pastor Baldwin, Chuck Baldwin, Baldwin2008.com. Thanks for spending time with us.
Very happy to do so, and thank you, Alex, very much. Keep up the good work.
Take care, sir. Well, that's a great American right there. And, yes, he just now reminded me of our money bomb. I don't know. I think it's like $45,000 people have pledged. I started plugging it last Thursday, last Friday. You know, Ron Paul could raise $7 million, $6.5 million on one money bomb. We don't expect to do that. But you have my word that we will spend 100% of the money that comes in on this money bomb. We'll go into office, staff, computers, cameras, airtime. And by airtime, I'm going to start doing a more official internet, you know, TV news show that's well, you know, highly produced every day. And then I'm going to put that on Dish Network, and we have the big enough buzz of DirecTV. I'm the 30-something million, 50-something million subscribers on another to get everybody to tune in. Kind of a hardcore democracy now. They have tens of millions of viewers. We could do that very quickly. With a lot of money, with $1 million or something, we could do it overnight. We could do it in a few weeks. Crawling the way I do with having to spend a little bit of savings I've got and mess with personnel and not have enough staff 6 months, a year. So go to my website, buy all my books and videos. If you want to do that as a donation where you know you're getting something you can get out to other folks and have an effect. You know, there's a markup of all the items, so that funds us. Or you could just sign up for the money bomb that's happening next week. It's happening not this weekend, but next weekend on Saturday, the 31st of May. That's when folks decided to do it. I wasn't involved. Mr. Nordstrom, Air Force officer, but it's our side. It's going to be our PayPal. People are asking, is this you? Yes. It's going to be our PayPal. We're going to have a toll-free number for that 24 hours with a couple people here answering the phones to take your donation. And we need your support. We need your help. And if you want to write us a check now and say it's for the money bomb, we'll add that towards the total then. Or if you want to buy the books and videos now, we just need to see a lot of capital come in, and $50,000, $100,000, $200,000 is the bare minimum. And I was intending just to crawl about a week and a half ago, 2 weeks ago, I was thinking, should I just go for a weekend show on Free Speech TV, you know, style deal? And I'm like, well, that cost almost as much to build the stage, buy the camera, set it up, put in the blue screen or monitors, produce video to play in the background, to make it look good, mainstream, to really affect people, really reach the mainstream. I don't know what I should do. Should I go ahead and get this big office? Should I go ahead and do this? And I was kind of hesitating. And then Money Bomb pops out of nowhere without me even mentioning it. And I think that's a sign. And so 100%, you know I fight like nobody else. You know I'm always doing interviews, always on the air, always getting the word out, always trying to do a better job. The economy's going to hell in a handbasket. I know it's hard to donate. I know it's hard to give. But I'm going all the way, you know. I'm going to go to Virginia in 2 weeks, week and a half. If they're really having Bilderberg, I'm going to go to that. Believe me, it's not fun. Being having goons follow you around and the rest of them being harassed. But I'm going to do it because it's a commitment. I mean, I'm going all the way for humanity, and I'm in this for the long haul. I'm Mr. Real, and I will spend 100% of the money you give me towards fighting the New World Order. That's my pledge. In fact, a lot of the money that comes in, I'm going to match with my meager savings. I don't want to blow the savings we've got so this operation can handle litigation if we're litigated, so we can litigate if need be, so we can pay employees and keep going if all the money was shut off tomorrow. We've tried to build a bulwark to be somewhat resilient. Like, I had extra bandwidth and extra servers. Now, those have been used up. I got one CDN that's $5,000 a month, another that's, what, $8,500 a month? And then the other servers, so that's like, what's $8,700 and $4,800 or whatever it is. And then the other servers, I guess that's more like $15,000 in servers. It's about, you know, more than that, $16,000 in servers. I pay for WWCR $10,000 a month, or $9,500. I pay for, 14 employees. So a lot of money comes in here. And I've been successful because not only am I impassioned, somewhat intelligent, hardworking, it's kind of a perfect storm in that I also spend my money on fighting the New World Order. Like my car's got bald tires, and I got money to put new tires on. I'm so busy and don't have the staff or assistance that I'm driving around on bald tires. They're so dangerous. I need to get those fixed. My AC's broke, and it's already 95 degrees down here. I've been driving around for a month with no AC, and now it's just hellish because I don't have time. I just want to have an AC. I'm not whining. I'm saying I'm so focused like a bird dog chasing a quail. You know, I mean, I am like a dog chasing a rabbit. I mean, I am dedicated. Is there anyone that is more a slave for you, that fights for you? I mean, I am consumed. I just constantly am obsessed with liberty and freedom. I'm freaked out. I wake up in the middle of the night. I'm not whining here. I am committed like no one else. And I need more personnel. I need bigger offices. I need them now. Money Bomb. InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I also have sponsors that support us. I also have PrisonPlanet.tv. When you're a member there, go become a member right now. I want to see thousands of you go be members. That would help us right there. 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, 3 months free. And, you know, kind of here at the end of this hour, Jesse Ventura is coming up in 15 minutes. Incredible interview. This is a new one. This happened today on the 20th of May, 2008. Not the one we did a month and a half ago that was groundbreaking. We need your help. I'm helping you. I need your help. I can't carry the ball without you. I need you to get the video that's going to be posted in the next 30 minutes at prisonplanet.tv. I need you to cut that up. Cut out the phone company, cutting Emma Ventura was on about 15 times saying, hello, hello. We don't even have the staff to edit that. We're just throwing it out there. Help us get that, edit the best parts together. I know there's 100 of you. Don't count on somebody else to do it. 100 of you that edit our shows. Get it up now. Get it out to the press, the media, so it has an effect, so they attack 9/11 truth again, so more people find out what's happening. This is a fight. This is life and death. I've committed my life to this. Another way we fund this operation, it's very meager with the deals he offers. Is Ted Anderson offering gold and silver, and I've asked him, it's about a 4% markup on average, and that lets him take the order and put a little bit into the network. People complain about 4% or 5% markups, it's insane, but he does happen to have silver dollars back in. Silver's way up, gold went way back up, because oil just hit $130 a barrel. Folks, it's going to go up and up. It'll probably go up to 145 in the summer, I'm guessing, and then it'll go back down to 120 during the winter. But then in a year from now, it's going to be 200. I mean, that's how they do it. I know they're playing. We have spies inside them. I call up the head of the Kissinger group. He knows who I am. Starts laughing at me with an evil giggle. I mean, this is serious, folks. There's a bullet with my name on it. We got to beat them. So Ted Anderson comes on with us right now. I hadn't been on in about a month. Ted, you got some gold, you got some silver offers for folks today. Gold and silver are both going back up again. They can't suppress it. Ted, thanks for coming on with us.
Hey, it's always a pleasure to be on, Alex, and I really love the idea that Chuck Baldwin's running for president and running on that platform. I mean, I can't believe it that we have somebody stepping in like that. I mean, the Republican Party most definitely should have endorsed Ron Paul. All the conservative candidates had to quit. And here we end up with this liberal, you know, I mean, it's like, why don't we just give the country away? Why even, you know, I'm really happy to hear Baldwin step up to the plate. What a thankless cause that is, I can tell you right now. Yeah, you're right. Right now I'm offering Walking Liberty half silver pieces because I couldn't get these for, 3 months there, Alex? I had to stop selling them. Gold or silver went down to about $16 an ounce. Right now it's high as $17.71. The dollar continues to fall, oil continues to rise, and the silver market is finally coming back up again. And I locked these in at $16.50 an ounce, and it's a really good buy. The Walking Liberty halves right now, I trade them in rolls of 20. They're $182 a roll of 20. Last time I've been able to sell these things, they're closer to $250. So right now at $18.20 per dollar face and silver at $17.71 per dollar face, yeah, it's almost at parity. It's really a very good buy, Alex. There's no question about it. I also have the British sovereign gold pieces. I picked those up at the lower price too. The British sovereigns right now are at $250 a piece, and I recommend them too. But I can tell you right now, Alex, just 3 months ago, I wasn't 100% sure if I was going to be able to deliver everything I sold. I was very nervous about that. We got everything that people bought from us have got all of it. I right now have the ability to sell these Walking Liberty half silver pieces, and I also have the ability to sell it at about a buck under spot. Because spot went up that much since I locked these in, and right now, Alex, this is a really good time to buy it, and obviously, we're doing it here to support you and support the network as well, but that's not even the issue. People need to get out of a U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is dead. If you haven't realized that yet, wake up, because the United States dollar, we're about ready to receive, every single one of us that file a tax form is about ready to receive $600. Most everybody will deposit that into the bank.
And by the way, they're going to take that later in taxes with interest.
Oh, it's
a total gimmick.
It's putting us further on the hook. Debt to the Federal Reserve System is what's going on, but we're going to take that money, deposit it into the bank, and the banking system is going to multiply that by 10 times the money supply. What do you think is going to happen to the value of the dollar when that happens? We are definitely in a position right now that the United States dollar is doomed. There's
Ted, give them the number. Tell them about the offers.
Okay, right now, again, we're offering the Walking Liberty half. The Walking Liberty half is currently right now trading at $182 per roll of 20.
1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. He's got it in stock. It's shooting back up. This is at the price. He got it a few days ago. It's already gone up a couple bucks. Since then, 1-800-686-2237. Are you offering any gold, Ted?
Yeah, we do. Like I said, we do have the British Sovereign coin. They're at 250. We've also talked about that franc coin, and right now they're currently at 199.
1-800-686-2237. Two gold coins, one silver coin. These half dollars are gorgeous. Are those the ones from World War II?
Yeah, they're the ones back in World War II.
I got a bag of those. I love them. 1-800-686-2237. 1-800-686-2237. Give Ted's brokers a call right now. Get your orders in now. Convert Federal Reserve notes before they totally evaporate. This is a buying opportunity. 1-800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Final segment straight ahead.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Hi, this is Alex Jones, and I want to talk to you about the high price of gasoline. It's no secret that gasoline quality is poor, even though we're paying record prices at the pump. I have run across a company called SFR, who has developed two products that improve gas mileage. Instead of paying a mechanic as much as $300 to clean your injection system, Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment cleans to 95% of new engine condition, improving mileage in only one tank full. Protecta Engine Treatment not only reduces friction, but it extends the life of your engine. Let's face it, with the high price of gasoline, it's time to take action. Purchase a protective fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive a free engine treatment, which is a $12.95 value free. Call 888-USE-SFR1. That number again is 888-USE-SFR1 or check them out online at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. And it's safe for all cars. Act now.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? TebowTech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, TebowTech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The TebowTech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of TebowTech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Man thinks, cause he rules the earth, he can do with it as he sees. And if things don't change him, he will. For a man is invented, he's doomed.
What an incredible 4-hour radio show today that we're about to conclude. The minute the next show starts at InfoWars, if you're listening on the internet to the InfoWars streams, you got to go there. People keep getting confused. Got to go to InfoWars.com. The show's on 24 hours a day. It's on 20 hours a day. We're retransmitted, then we're live for 4 hours. Sometimes we go over. I interviewed Jesse Ventura. It was an even more hardcore interview. for 50 minutes, 51 minutes if you want to get technical. We even did some behind-the-scenes talking. Those videos are all going up. YouTube's going up in the next few hours, but for members, PrisonPlanet.tv, it's now up on PrisonPlanet.com. Go get it. And it's just amazing, absolutely amazing. It's nowhere. It hadn't been posted yet. If you want the Jesse Ventura interview, you'll have to tune in 3 minutes if you missed it. And we don't have him on the start of the show to surprise you. That's just when he keeps wanting to do interviews is 11 a.m. Now, I'm going to plug a few final news stories because it was 6-7 yesterday. I didn't have a chance to get to a lot of the news. But remember, our sponsors, that's why I'm doing a lot of plugging here at the end. I had so much that I'm trying to get you to fund us now here at the end of the show. And one great sponsor is New Vitality, and they make hundreds of great products. Big banner up on Infowars.com. You can link through at New Vitality. One of their product lines that I know is good and I know is effective, they have all the mainline stuff that's been documented for decades, some cases centuries, to have health effects that are good. Aloe's Colon Body Cleanse. It's aloe vera, mainly aloe vera concentrate with some other herbs. Flushes you out. A lot of toxins in there. Very important. 1-800-569-4056. 1-800-569-4056. They also have Super Beta Prostate. Really good for your prostate if you're 40 or older. 1-800-569-4056. Those are things that I know are well documented to be good. And like Ted Anderson with the gold and silver. Tiny markup. That's what allows us all to operate and go on here and you get a good deal. You convert your Federal Reserve notes over to something. 1-800-686-2237. And don't forget the InfoWars, MoneyBomb.com. I mean, I don't want to be only raise $50,000, $100,000. I think, you know, Ron Paul admitted half his donations and the first half of his campaign came from this show. I can raise everybody else money but myself. I'd really like to go see a pledge in there to give $10, $100, $50. We will spend it to fight the New World Order. Some of the news is just incredible that I didn't get to. And it's all disinfo. Members of Parliament back creation of human-animal embryos, half human, half cow, half monkey, half spider. They've been doing this for at least 10 years. They're just now admitting it to the slaves. Oil crosses 129 for the first time, heads for 130. Lieberman sends letter to Google, demands YouTube censor. And by the way, the government has its new office they've set up. They've had hearings, the Radicalization Act, and they list 9/11 truth sites that need to be shut down. They're coming for us, folks. White House denies Army radio report on plan to attack Iran. Israel media says the U.S. has told them they will be attacking Iran before Bush leaves office. Just all this incredible news here. Showdown expected over abortion vote. Good news in England. Members of Parliament are set to vote to ban abortions from up to the day of birth to only 14 weeks, which isn't perfect, but it's better than nothing. So something good there. Canton Council proposes jail time for tall grass. I remember Roland Ellingston in the early 90s here in Austin, Korean War vet, 3-inch grass, dying of cancer, and they came and arrested him for 3-inch grass. Canton Council sees all jail time for nothing. General Franks doubts constitutional survived WMD attack. That just goes on and on. Back tomorrow live, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time. Great job, John Harmon. Great job to Bob in there. Great job to all the affiliates, the network, the sponsors, the listeners, all of you. And I want to thank all the PrisonPlanet.tv members. Without you, we couldn't continue. We need capital to fight the New World Order. We're not funded by the Rockefellers like Fox News. So support us. God bless you all. Jesse Ventura at the InfoWars.com streams right now. Tune into InfoWars.com to those streams. You want to hear the exclusive with Jesse Ventura right now. Jesse Ventura in 60 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Our beloved.